Last week we were doing the sugya of hay. What happens if a lover tells a mother praticha b'sok zmani? Reish Lakish holds that hakoveh zman lechaver v'amala praticha b'sok zmani eino neman v'lavai sheyifra b'zmani. Reish Lakish holds that he's not neman if he says praticha b'sok zmani, and this is the way we paskin. The Gemara on the Hayyam Bay says we paskin like the sheep. So we mentioned last time that Tosfos quotes from the Ri and the Rashba has from the Gaon that this halacha Reish Lakish is mechadesh is dafke bekoveh zman lechaver, dafke if they set a time. Person says, here, I'm giving you money, you can pay me back in a year from now. So if he's koveh zman, so then we say that he's not nemet to say praticha b'sof zmani. But if it's just a stam avos, so then the gaon and the rehold that stam avos shloshim yom. But he is nemot to say that he was parei b'sol zman. So only if he's kaveh zman, then he's not nemot to say that he was parei b'sol zman. What's the chilik between the two? So we mentioned some of the Rishonim discuss this issue. The Rashba, Rabbi Yonah, they want to suggest that it's a function of the malve, that if he's kaveh zman l'chaveiro, then it's keilu that the malve is mefarish, that he doesn't need the money for that time. That's why he says, you have a year, he doesn't need the money for that time. So if the malve... If the malve explicitly, or if he implies to the lover that he doesn't need the money, so then the lover is not bosh mimenu. Normally, a lover is embarrassed from the malve because the malve does him such a tova, he's giving him the money to use, so he's so embarrassed to him that he wants to pay him back as soon as he possibly can. But if the malve is koveh zman, it's like he's saying, I don't need the money. So if he doesn't need the money, then the lover is not embarrassed, so he's not going to pay. He's not going to pay toch hazman. So maybe that's the chilik between stam avos shloshim as opposed to whether he's koveh zman. The Sma looked at it the other way. The Sma said that it's a function of the Lover, that if there's a Kviya Sma, that means that the Mav and the Lover talk to each other. They talk to each other, and this was the Zman they came up with. So why are they coming up with the Zman? Because the Lover needs the money for the Zman. So if they're Koveya Zman, then the Lover is basically saying, I need the money for the Zman, so then we can't trust him that he's Parei B'Tov Zman, because why would he do that? If he needs the money, so obviously he's not going to be Parei B'Tov Zman. So either it's mitzad the malve, mitzad the lover, but there's some kind of an umdana that we assume that he's not going to pay back. Frek the ktsos, the Tosis over here is going to quote Gemaras and Bukharas, the Gemara and Bav Metzia, that say that by Pidgin Aben and by Schiras, there's also an idea that someone is not neman to say that he was parea b'toch zman. Right? The socher only pays once a month. If he says, I paid within the month, he's not neman. If the father dies before the pinyon aben could take place, before the month, so there's a chiyuv to be poda. The person has to be poda himself, or members of the family are going to be poda him before he becomes a gadol. But we assume the father was not poda his son toch zman. So, in fact, the ktsos, according to the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonah, according to the Sma, he's talking with the Nisma. The same idea. According to the Sma, that there's some kind of an umdana mitzad the lova. Right, that the lover is keilu saying, I need the money until this particular period of time, or within the Rishonim, we'll say that it's mitzad the malve. You don't have that in Pidyon Aben and Schiras. There's no tenai, there's no implicit statement on the part of the Kohen, or on the part of the Maskir. There's no malve, there's no lover, there's no implicit statement in Bechalal. So why should I distinguish between Toch Zmano as opposed to Bizman? The whole Yisod is that there's some umda mitzad the malve, mitzad the lover. So obviously that's not the pshat. But the chilik between koveh zman lechavero and stam is that the minig is that by koveh zman, person is not going to pay toch zmano. But by stam avo, the minig is to pay toch zmano. So if the minig is to pay toch zmano, so then he's never to say that he pay toch zmano. The minig is not to pay toch zmano, then he's not never to say that he pay toch zmano. Adka, that's it. That's what the ktsos says. He says in the case of schiris and pidyon aben, it fits him beautifully because there the minig is not to pay toch zmano. So by Pidyon Aben and Schiras, the minhag is not to pay toch hazman, then he's not going to be able to. He says that he was parea toch zman. So we were just trying to figure out, what does the ktos mean? What is the minhag based on? What he did a survey and he figured out what the minhag is. Like, what is this minhag taka based on? So we suggested that the Birkas Avron says a yisod. He says maybe this is all based on how you understand stam avos shloshim yom. The real answer over here is not just that it's based on the minhag. I forget if the Birkas Avraham says it's within the ktsos or he just says it himself, but I think we can say it within the ktsos. That the real question here is there a chiyuv toch hazman? That's the real question. When it comes to koveh hazman l'chavero, if a koveh hazman for the halva, you say that it's due in a year, it's due in 10 years, So then there's no chiyuv toch hazman. If you kovei hazman, there is no chiyuv toch hazman. So Taka makes a lot of sense. If you kovei hazman, there's no chiyuv, so that he's not able to say he paid toch zmano. Because if there's no chiyuv, no one's paid. The umdana is, you're not going to pay toch hazman. Who's going to pay before he's chayav to pay? If there's no chiyuv to pay, so why would a person pay up front? He wait until the chiyuv kicks in. And by the same token, you can say, schiris and pidyon aben. There's no chiyuv toch hazman. The chiyuv for the socher is after the month. He's not chayav to pay before he lives in the apartment for a month. He lived in the apartment for a month, now he's chayav to pay, but there is no chiyuv beforehand. So if there's no chiyuv beforehand, then Taka makes a lot of sense that if he says praticha besoch zmani, he's not going to be now, because why would he pay toch hazman? The minig is not to pay toch hazman because there's no chiyuv toch hazman. That's by schiris. Pidyon aben is the same thing. There's a chiyuv to be poda before the child is established as a ben kayama? No, the whole chiyuv of pidyon aben is only chal after a month. So that's why if he says patich v'sos money, he's not going to be because there's no chiyuv b'chlam. So the ketos is kash, it's not a kash. I stam alva. Stam alva. Right? The gon, the ri is saying that there's a chiluk between stam alva as opposed to kovei zman l'chaver. Well, what's the chiluk? Zok the Birkas Avraham, the chiluk is this exact point. That kovei zman l'chaver, there's no chiyuv toch hazman. But stam avar shloshim yom, even if there's an issur to be tovea toch hazman, how do we know there's an issur to be tovea? It's a pasuk in Chumash, the Gemara in Makas, and Av Gimel Amid Beis, as a drasha of Chazal. Kovei shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita, shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita, there are two lashonas that mean the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, it comes to be marbe, but by stam avar too. Just like there's an issur negisa, there's an issur tviyas hachov after matzei shmita. Matzei shmita is when the chov is nishmat, that's when the chov is cancelled, and there's an issur to be tovea after matzei shmita. So too, there's an issur to be tovea toch hazman by stam avar shloshim yom. By stam avar shloshim yom, there's a special issur that the Torah says that it's also to be tovea. What's the need to make a special issur? So the answer might be, right? The answer might be that there really is a chiyuv toch shloshim. There is a chiyuv toch shloshim, but the Torah puts an isser on the malva to be tovea, despite the fact that there's a chiyuv. If there's no chiyuv, so like what's the isser tviya? You don't even need the isser tviya. How can you be tovea bechlal? There's no chiyuv, nothing to talk about. But efshe, maybe what the Gzeras HaKosov is telling me is that there's an isser tviya because there really is a chiyuv toch shloshim. This is how the Bach understood that gemara. That there's a chiyuv on the lova to be porea toch shloshim. The chiyuv already is chal. It's just since stam avar shloshim yom, even though he has a chiyuv piron, but he doesn't have to pay until shloshim. The malva can't be tovea him, but he really does have a chiyuv even beforehand. The chiyuv kicks in immediately. This is how the Bach understood. The Rashash did not understand this way. The Rashash felt that by stam avar shloshim yom, taka is no chiyuv toch shloshim. What's the nafkamina? So they suggested. They have a machlokas, a running machlokas, and that's sugi. What's the din? Shviya is going to be meshamet a stam alva. Stam alva when? Stam alva less than a month before the end of Shemitah. Again, it's sof Shemitah that's going to be meshamet, that's going to cancel the chov. So if it's a stam alva before Shemitah, so then the due date arrived before Shemitah. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about that the moment that Shemitah should be meshamet this chov, it's still toch hazman. By stam avar, that means it's within 30 days. So, obviously, he was malveh him 10 days before Matzei Shemitah, 20 days before, 27 days before Matzei Shemitah, right? But it wasn't Shloshim Yom before Shemitah. Oh, so that's the question. Is Shemitah going to be Meshamed? Is Matzei Shemitah, Sofa Shemitah, is that going to be Meshamed? The Chol, will it cancel this Chol? Zok de Bach, Avad is going to cancel the Chol. Why not? The Chol exists. There is a chiyuv toch shloshim, so of course the chov exists. The Torah says you're not allowed to be toveya this chov, and Shemitah is going to be meshamet this chov. The Rashash says no, he's medayek from the sugi. He says no, Shemitah is not going to be meshamet istam avo. Why? So he suggested that the Rashash holds that there is no chiyuv toch shloshim. There's no chiyuv on the lova toch shloshim. There's no chiyuv. So what's Shemitah going to be meshamet? Shemitah cancels chovos. Shemitah cancels obligations. If there's no obligation on the lover, there's nothing for the Shemitah to cancel. There's nothing to discuss. And we even added that the Tumim goes further and says, according to the Bach, that the Chiyuv really does exist by Stam Avar Shloshim Yom. It's just there's an Issa Tviya. So then if the Malve is Tofes, even though he does Shlo Kedin, the Malve is Tofes, it's us of him to be Tofes. It's us of him to be Toveh Tov Shloshim. But if he is Tofes, Lo Mafkin Aminei, we're not going to take it away from him. Because he really does have rights. He has a Schus to this money. There's a Chiyuv on the Love to pay that money. It's just there's an issa, there's a new issa, there's a kosev, an issa for the malva to be tover. But if he taka takes it, the money really is rightfully his. So we're not going to take it away from him because the money is really rightfully his. The Brisker Rav points out in his sefer that the Rambam seems to take the approach of the Bach. The Rambam came before the Bach. But if you medayik in Loshon Rambam, you get the clear impression that he took the approach of the Bach. That by stam alva shloshim yom, there really is a chiyuv tov hazman. It's just there's a gzeras hakosev that there's an issa tviya, there's an issa for the malva to be tovei. Which Rambam? Who Rambam? It's in Hilchas Malva v'lo perik yud gimel halacha. Says the Rambam, Hamalva es chaver v'kavel ozman lefaro, avu bish lekana miyado, enu yochol letovo ad sof hazman ben bimil valpe, ben bimil valshta. By malva es chaver, right? Halva, kavel ozman lefaro, he's not allowed to be tovei until this man. Dr. Rama, Mustam Milva Shloshim Yom. That's by Kovei Ozman, but by Stam Milva is Shloshim Yom, Bein Mishtar, Bein Balpeh, Bein Alamashkin. So the Rambam sets forth the distinction between Kovei Ozman Lechavero and Stam Alvo. Stam Alvo is Shloshim Yom. Comes the Rambam and says like this, Vim Hisna Sheyitva B'chol Zman Sheyitza Yesh Lo Latovo B'yom Mo. Says the Rambam, there's an issa tviya by kovei zman lechaveiro, and stam avar shloshim yom. By stam avar, there's an issa to be toveya toch shloshim. But im hisna sheyitva b'chol zman sheyitza, if he's master, if he stipulates that he should be able, then he should be able to be toveya anytime he wants. So then he can be toveya. Then he can be toveya. That's what the Rambam says. What's the reason for the Rambam? What's the svar? If you were writing Rambam, what would you write? What svar would you give to distinguish between stam avor shloshim yom and kover zman chaver? If he's kover zman chaver, then we say he can't be tover tov hazman. But stam avor, he didn't say anything. It's not that he was kover zman of shloshim yom. It's a stam avor. So the stam avor also, you can't be toveya tov shloshim. But says the Rambam, if he's master, then he should be able to be toveya tov shloshim. So then he can be. Then it's mutter for him to be toveya tov shloshim. What's the svar? What's the svar? Anyone? What's the svar? The Rambam gives a svar. I haven't read it yet. We haven't finished the halakha. What svar would you give? What svar would you give? Tuvia.
Then it becomes a halva kadua.
And therefore what?
Therefore you can just be toveya him at that time. Usually,
you can be
obeying
him
after 15 days, not
30
days, because he turned it.
Not into so it becomes a milva kavua, good. And if it becomes a milva kavua, so what? So what gives me the heter to be tover? Tov shloshim. It's not stamming. So what gives me the heter to be tover?
The fact that the loan ended at 15 days.
And therefore, if the loan ended, go ahead, Akiva.
There's
a chiyuv. Who's chiyuv? The love is chayv. If I stipulate, so then the chiyuv is chal. Whenever I tell you that the chiyuv is going to be chal, look. If I'm kovei a zman for longer than shloshim yom, so everyone admits the chiyuv doesn't apply until the zman. If I'm kovei a zman a year, right? I stumble for shloshim yom. No, but you are kovei a zman that the loan is due after a year. So before the year, there's no chiyuv bichlal. I can't be toveya toch hazman. It's also to be toveya because I can't be toveya before the love has a chiyuv. But I would have said, Stam Avar Shloshim Yom, I would have said that there's no Chiyuv until Shloshim Yom. Now that you're Kovei Zman Lechavero Pochus Mishloshim Yom, you've created the Chiyuv less than Shloshim Yom. If I'm Kovei Zman 20 days, 10 days, so I'm Kovei a Chiyuv for the Love after 20 days, after 10 days. So once the Chiyuv is there, of course I can be Tovei. That's what I would have said. Right? That's what I would have said. Now there's a Chiyuv. Stam Avar, there's no Chiyuv until Shloshim Yom. Now I created a chiyuv less than Shloshim Yom. Says the Rambam, you know what the difference is? Shetnai Mamonu. Shetnai Mamonu. What's the name? Shetnai Mamonu. Okay, I know it's a Tnai Mamonu. No, the Rambam is alluding to something. Tnai Mamonu is a phrase from the Gemara. that there's a rule that masna mashakosu batorah to no batel. Someone who makes a stipulation, someone who makes a tnai against the Torah, the tnai is batel umaisakayim. We know the rule of tnai is a milsach rit. Right? Tnai is something external. Right? You have a maisa, and you do a maisa ala tnai. So tnai, the Gemara says, tnai is milsa achrit. It's another thing. What do you mean it's another thing? Of course another thing, by the way. No, it means it's external to the maisa. It's external to the maisa. Right? You say, let's... Hariat megurashes mimeni, amanas shetitni li masayim zuz. Hariat megurashes mimeni, amanas shetere gishamim hayom. You know, amanas sheyerdu gishamim hayom. It's a tnai. So let's say I didn't formulate the tnai properly. We know that you need a tnai kafel, right? All the mishpatei tnaim of the tnai b'nei God b'nei Ruvain. Let's say I didn't formulate it properly. I said tackle exactly what I just told you. Hariat megureshes mimeni amanas something or other, right? That's not good because the rules of tnai are that you must put the tnai first. Im yerdu gishamim oz tia megureshes mimeni. So I didn't formulate, or I didn't say a tnai kafel. If I didn't use the rules of the tnai properly, so we say tnai batel umaisakayim. Tnai batel umaisakayim, why? The tnai but I made a tnai. I stipulated. I don't have das for the maisa if it's not makud. The answer is we assume that you have full das for the maisa. But you're adding the tnai. You also want the tnai to be fulfilled. But the tnai is a milsachriti. It's something external. So if you don't do the tnai properly, it's not that the maisa is batel. No, the maisa is kayim. If you want to put a break on the maisas, then you have to stipulate the tanai, you have to formulate the tanai properly. Rabbi Willig likes to give an example. You know, if you're driving a car and you put your foot on the accelerator, right? So what's gonna happen if you put your foot on the accelerator? You're moving. Now you're moving. Let's say you want to stop the car. So what you do is you move your foot from the accelerator to the brake. Right? That's the proper way. That's what they taught you, right? That's what they taught you when you took drivers there. You move your foot from one to the other. You get off the accelerator, right? Even if you get off the accelerator, the car is still going to be moving, right? All those kids who try to drive before the time, right? They learn that the car moves even if your foot's not on the accelerator. Right? So you switch, you move your foot once. But let's say you don't want to give up on the accelerator. You want to put your foot on the accelerator. You put your left foot on the brake. That's a no-no, right? You know, you're never to do that, Yaakov. You put your foot on the brake, right? Is that going to stop the car? Which is better, right? Which is stronger? Is the accelerator stronger than the brake, or is the brake stronger than the accelerator? This is college. Yeah, what's the answer? The answer is the brake is stronger, right? You could be revving that engine, but if your foot's on the brake, it ain't going nowhere. Unless you need a brake job, right? If the brake is not, it's not working. If the brakes are not working, then it might not stop the car. A tnai is like a brake. When you do a maisa, your foot's on the accelerator. You're moving. You get a maisa. There's das for this maisa. But you stipulate that if it's not raining, I don't want the maisa to be chal. If you don't give me masayim zuz, I don't want the maisa to be chal. You try to put a brake on the maisa. But your foot's on the accelerator. Once you did that maisa is going to be kayim unless your brake is formulated properly. If your tnai is formulated properly, if the brakes are working, you don't need rotors and pads and... I know about these things. Unfortunately. Right? If the brakes are working fine, your mice is going to be butter if the tnai is not going to be fulfilled. But if the brakes aren't working, if the tnai is not formulated properly, then your accelerator is going to make the car move forward. Then the mice is going to be chal. Okay? Tnai butter or mice kai. But there's one exception, right? Actually, let's put it this way. Okay, tonight batel ma'isakai. So how about masna mashakosu batorah? Masna mashakosu batorah is an example of this. There's no problem with the formulation of the tonight. There's a problem with the tonight itself. The tonight is against the Torah. Right? Let's say a man tells a woman, harei mekudeshesli, amanas she'en lechalai sher ksus ve'ona. Right? You shouldn't have any obligations. You can't have any demands on me. I don't have to support you. I don't have to give you mezonos. I don't have to clothe you. And I don't have to live with you even. So he's trying to create a different type of kiddushin. That's not marriage according to the Torah. Marriage according to the Torah, you just have to provide for your wife and you have to live with her like in regular married fashion, right? So that tanai should be batel. That's masna mashakos batara. So we hold the tanai is batel. If the tanai is batel, what happens to the maisa? Always tanai batel maisa kayim. Right? You, if you made a tanai, that's not a good tanai, so then the tanai is going to be batel, but the mice is still going to be kain. Okay, but there's a very big difference between sheir ksus and ona. Sheir and ksus are both tanoim b'mamon. They're tanoim that relate to money. Ona is not a monetary issue. So the din of masa mashakas batara to no batel, that applies to ona. Let's say a person says, so then everyone would say that tnai batel maisa kayim, the mice is kayim, and he has to do what he's supposed to do. The owner is a chiyav on the bal. But let's say he says, that you don't have on me the chiyav mizonos, you can't be tovei on me to give you mizonos to support you. So then there's a machlokas tanaim. Right? One of the tanaim says, b'dover sheva mamo tno kayim. Since it's a davar sheva mamon, even though it's master masha kasev Torah, you're making a tie against the Torah, it's still going to be kind. Now why? But it's a tie against the Torah. Well, what's the difference? So the simple pshat that Gemara in Bava Metzia says, the simple pshat is mamon is different because you can always look at a tnai b'mamon as a mechila. That when he says, amanasha en lechalai sher, he's not saying, I want a kiddushin, but as a kiddushin that doesn't subscribe to the rules of the Torah. No, he's saying, I want a full kiddushin, but I'd like you to be mochel me on the sher. Any person can be mochel. The Torah says that if you're mazik, someone else is a chiyav to pay. But if I'm mochel, the chiyav, so then you don't have to pay. Right? So if it's only mechila, it's not really a conflict with the Torah, so therefore the tai is going to be kai. And that's the shita. That's the way that we pass it. That's what the Rambam is referring to. Right? The Rambam is alluding to everything we talked about here. I mean, not the cars and the accelerators and all that. The Rambam never dreamt of a car. He never dropped a cell phone, I guarantee you. Right? But that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is telling you that if you're koveya zman, to be able to be gova the stam halva, then yesh lo letovo biyomo. Shetanai mamonu. The Torah says that stam halva shloshim yom, but your master to be able to be gova this chov to shloshim yom. So says the Rambam, tanai mamonu. And therefore, it's going to work. Even though Master Mashakasu Batara to no Batel, but this is a Tanai Shem Elamon, so therefore it's going to work. What did the Rambam have to say this for, Frekta Briskira? The Rambam should just say that the chilek between Stamavar Shloshim Yom, as opposed to a case where you're Kovei Zman, Tov Shloshim Yom, is that when you're Kovei Zman, then the Lova is Chayiv at the end of that Zman. He's Chayiv Tov Shloshim Yom. But normally by Stam Alva, he's not Chayiv until Shloshim Yom. It's a very simple answer. I can be Toveya if he's Chayiv. If he's already chayiv at the end of that zman, whenever I'm kovei zman, that creates a chiv at the end of that zman. So if he's chayiv at the end of that zman, so then I should be able to be tovei him. By stam avar shloshim yom, he's not chayiv, and that's why I'm not able to be tovei him. What does the Rambam say, shetanai mamonu? It's Dr. Brisky Rebbe, I'll tell you why. Because the Rambam held that by stam avar shloshim yom, there's a chiv tov shloshim yom. The chiyuv doesn't only apply if I'm kovei zman toch shloshim yom. Really, it should be stam avot tol shloshim, but I'm kovei zman that I should be able to be tovei after 20 days. That's not the only time that there's a chiyuv. No. By stam avot shloshim yom, there's also a chiyuv, even without an explicit kviyuv zman. There's a chiyuv from day one. There's a chiyuv from day one. There's no difference between stam avot shloshim yom and kovei zman poros mi shloshim yom. There's a chiyuv in both cases. So if there's a chiyuv in both cases, maishno zeh mizeh, the Rambam is trying to figure out why can't I be toveya by stam avar shloshim yom, and yet if I'm kaveya zman pochos mi shloshim yom, I can be toveya. How could I do that? So the Rambam says, well, think about what you're doing by being toveya. If you're making a tanai to be toveya less than shloshim yom, you must have mashakosu batorah. That's the only difference. The Torah says you can't be toveya until shloshim yom. You're being masna against the Torah to say that I can be. That's the difference. So Zokter Rambam, since it's a Tanai Sheva Mamon, even though in terms of the Chiyuv they're both the same, but because I stipulate and I have the right to be Toveya, I have the right to be Toveya in such a case, the Rambam is just pointing out that really fundamentally these two Chovos, the Chov of Stam Avah and the Chov of Pachos Meshloshim Yom are the same. There's a chiyuv in both cases from day one. Actually, in Stam Avar Shloshim Yom, there's a chiyuv from day one. But if you're Kovei Zman, so then maybe there's only a chiyuv at the Zman. But there's a chiyuv pavas mishloshim as well. So the only difference between the two is that here you're being masna. So because you're being masna, even though it's masna mashakasa batora, but the davash of a mama, the tnai is going to be kaim, and that's what enables me to be tovea even tov shloshim. Okay. This is yes, Akiva.
What is the law of being
mochalan
in the stam case? Like, what's the function of being mochalan? Stam avar shloshim yom.
By stam avar shloshim yom, the lov is not mocha. By stam avar shloshim yom, it's also to be tovea toch shloshim. If he's kovea zman lepachos mishloshim, so then the lova is saying that I allow you to be tovea. Right? I allow you to be tovea. You're saying, but that's an iser. Yeah, but it's an iser of the Torah. So if I allow, I'm mochel. He's saying, what's he being mochel? Being mochel. It's still an issa that relates to money, right? It's a monetary relationship over here. So he's mochel on that schus that the other one is not allowed to be tovea. I hear what you're saying. It's a little tricky over here. What's the lashon of the brisker of? Yeah. It doesn't really specify. It is an issa, but the reality is it's an issa shebemamon. It's a monetary issa. So if the other guy is mochel, it's basically a schus that the lover has that he can say, you're not allowed to be tovemi. You're not allowed to be tovemi. But if I allow you to be tovemi, so then there's no issa anymore. The issa is, don't be noges the other guy. But if I say this is not a negisa, it's not oppressing me. When you're tovemi, it's not oppressing me. So if I say it's not oppressing me, and that's a monetary oppression. If I say it's not oppressing me, so then there's no issa. So this could be the answer to the Ktos HaChoshim. Right? The Ktos asked the Kasha that Schirus and Pidgin HaBen, we know there's that he's not nema to say Praticha B'Sov Zmani. Not nema to say Praticha B'Sov Zmani. And yet, that's Stam. Right, if the Gaon and the Ri claim that Reish Lakish never said his din by Stam, he only said it by Koveya Zman, so why do we have this halacha that by Pidyon HaBen and Schiris he's not nemar to say Praticha B'Sov Zmani? So the answer we gave is that the minig is not to be porea the Pidyon HaBen and the Schiris Tocha Zman. And why not? Because there's no chiyuv Tocha Zman. So if there's no chiyuv Tocha Zman, then the minig is not to be porea. So this idea is mamish licked in the Rishon. That's the lashon of the Ramban, right, that we read. Ramban says that even though stam avar shloshim yom, that's only legabe the din tviya, but ovid inish the par. It's only regarding the din tviya, but really it's normal to be par. What's he saying? He's saying it's normal to be parah because there might be an iser tviya, but there is a chiyuv. So once there's a chiyuv, then it's normal to be parah. So therefore, he's not meant to say that he was parah. This is all within the rear of the goal. The Rashba himself argues. The Rashba says, Lule divrei hagon. Right? If not for what the Gaon says, he's afraid to argue with this Gaon, came before him. He says, Lule divrei hagon. I would say, Reish Lakish is halacha should apply even by stam. Rashba. The Lule Sha'amr Gaon Zalbis Kim of the Kah Kola Achronim. The Rashba says, if not for the Gaon, and all the Achronim agree, the Rashba knew the Achronim, he knew the Tosin and the Sidon, and he means the Rishonim. The Rishonim, the Achronim, the Rishonim who came after the Gaonim. That's what talking about. Kivege. Yeah, if not for the Vilna Gaon, all the Achronim. Right? No, it's not for the Gaon who came before the Rishonim, and all the Rishonim agree. Ha'isi Omer Dehu Adin B'Stam Milva. I'd say the same by Stam Milva. Reish Lakish says that even by Stam Milva, if you say Praticha B'Sov Zmani, ain't no nema. He says, I'll bring you Rai. Pashut Rai. It's a Pashut Rai only if you read the Gemara. V'teida lecha midakshinan alei de Reish Lakish mehodetana ad arba amas mechayv nosa b'ches v'shanosan at shiav yirai shalom nosan. What's he doing? So this is the Gemara that we left out of the Marma Kamos, but we added it this morning. It's always better to read the Gemara inside than you really know what the Rishonim are talking about. Gemara has two rayos. We'll get to them in Mitzvah, but we'll read the first rayah. Tanan b'cheska shenosna shiavi rayah shlo nasa. I mean, at first glance, you'd say, like, what's Reish Lakish Abayim Rav? What's this doing here? It almost seems like the printer made a mistake, right? Chas v'shol. It's here because of our Mishnah. The Mishnah says what? Kosel chotze shenofal. M'chayven osol of noso ad arba amos b'cheska shenosna shiavi rayah shlo nasa. Kosel chotze fell down. One of the shutfim claims that he rebuilt the wall. Let's say there are Aiden that he rebuilt the wall. Now he's Toveya from the other guy. So if the other Shutav says that I gave my portion, I contributed, so then he's Becheska Shenosa. So Frek the Gemara, Tanan, Becheska Shenosa, not Shevi Rashi, Lanosan. What's the case? Hechidam. Ile Medam Ale Praticha Bizmani. If he says, yeah, of course, when you finished the wall, I was Porea Bizman. So Pshita, Becheska Shenosa. Why should it be Becheska Shenosa? Person's always in to say Partich of his money, right? Unless you have Aiden that he wasn't Poreh of his money, right? I mean, if it's... let me ask you a trick question. Give me a case where someone's not Nehmet to say Partich of his money. Give me a case, basically showing what you've seen, where a person is not Nehmet to say Partich of his money. Yes? Malves chaver be'edim, right? Tosa malves chaver be'edim. So there's, it's actually machlokes, right? Some say malves chaver be'edim tzorech lefaro be'edim. If the halva was done be'edim, so as Tosa say, that's a raya delohemne. It's a raya that doesn't trust him. So then he has to repay that in front of Edim. So if he says pratich of his money, you know, we think pratich of his money should be nema, but in that case, it's not going to be nema because Yidavka has to pay in front of Edim. But normally it is Nema. So, Frakta Gemara, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Pshita that's Becheska Shenosan if he says Patiach Bezman. Elalav Domele Patiach Besov Zman. Must be that he says Patiach Besov Zman. Alma Ovidinish Depari Besov Zman. Gemara says, our Mishnah must be talking about a case where he says Patiach Besov Zman. I paid you before you finished the wall. If he says, I paid you when you finished the wall, so of course it's Pasha that he's Nema. You're always Nema to say Patiach Bezman. Halva, kosel chotze, what's the difference? It's a chiyuv mama. Oh, it must be talking about where he says paticha besoz man. I paid you. Don't you remember? I paid you before you finished the wall. You were standing on the ladder and you were working on the wall. I said, you know what? I'll pay you for the wall. He says paticha besoz man. So what do you see? Alma ovid inish the parah goes in there. You see against Reish Lakish. That Ovidinish the Parba solves mano. So how can Reish Lakish say by a milva lo Ovidinish the Parba goes in there? If he says Pratik of those money, he's not going to be Neman. You see from the Mishnah that if he says Pratik of those money, he's going to be Neman. Zop the Gemara, Shiny Hocha, they call Safa Visafa. Shafa Visafa, Safa Visafa. I think some say Safa Visafa the Samach. Call Safa Visafa Zimnehu. Every row, every layer of the wall is another Zman. So it's not really Tosman, it's really Bizmano. It's really Bizmano. So there's no raya that you're Nemo to say Partiach Besozmani. This is a case of Bizman. That's the Gemara. So Frek the Rashba, what's this situation? Is this Koveya Zman Lechavero, or is this talking about Stam? Is this a Chiyuv with a Kviyasman or without a Kviyasman? What do you think? With? Without? Without, right? He's not Koveya Zman, he's just building a wall. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Reish Lakish says, "Ha'omer lechavero pratich besogz mani eino neman." And we're asking Akasha on Reish Lakish on Mishnah. That from the Mishnah, it sounds like Ovid and Ishna Parva goes. A person should be neman to say pratich besogz mani. If Reish Lakish only said his halacha by koveas man lechavero, what's the kasha bechlal? This is not koveas man. So over here, Taka Ovid and Ishna Parva goes in there. There's no raya bechlal. Reish Lakish says that if he's koveas man lechavero, so then he's not nema to say pratir b'sov zman. But if he's not koveas man, then he is nema to say pratir b'sov zman. And that's exactly what this is. The Gemara should have answered, I'll tell you why. Here it's stam. So if here it's stam, so then he's nema to say pratir b'sov zman. Dr. Ashbo, what do you see from our Gemara? Reish Lakish must have said his halacha even by stam. Reish Lakish must have said that you're not nema to say pratir b'sov zman even by stam. And that's why the Gemara asks the Kashi from the Mishnah. Despite the fact that it's a case of Stam, Reish Lakish would still say that you're not named to say Pratich Rezov's money. It's a kasha from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah must be established as a case where he says Praticha B'Sol's money, and nevertheless it's Bechazka Shanosan, despite the fact that it's Stam. Right? So you see, Reish Lakish is wrong. Reish Lakish can't say that you're not named to say Praticha B'Sol's money, because you are named to say Praticha B'Sol's money. And Reish Lakish himself said it even by Stam, so despite the fact that it's Stam, so what? You should be named to say Praticha B'Sol's money. So Zokta Rashba, you see from the Gemara B'Feirish, Reish Lakish's halacha must be even by Stam. Against the goal. Against the goal. Medakshinan alei d'reish logish mihod etona arava amas mechayim nosa b'chezga shenosan shevi rashi lanosan umay kusha the b'cholki ha moda bo reish logish. Reish logish is moda the holo kava lo chaveiro zman ad shiigmer kol harava amos. He's not kovei zman. Adarabba. Who tovo v'rotza shiivne imo miyad? He wants him to participate now. He's not kovei hazman that you're not chayev late till later. So it must be Reish Lakish is halacha is even by stam. Ay, what's the problem? If Reish Lakish is talking even by stam, so what's the problem? Reish Lakish is loshen is strange. The Rashba says. Right, Reish Lakish says, "Hakovei azman lechaveiro v'amalei da da da." What does he say? Hakovei azman lechaveiro. What does he need? That wind up. Reish Lakish has a big wind up in the beginning, right? Hakovei azman lechaveiro. What's kovei azman lechaveiro? Even by stam, he's not nema to say praticha b'sol zman. V'hadin nakat la Reish Lakish b'kovei azman v'lo nakta b'stam milve v'shem dehahilo psikolon. Rashba gives a dochuk teretz. He says, by stam, it's not so clear that you're not going to be neman toch shloshim. The habim in Hagatalia Milsa quotes a Tosefta that it's not just stam of shloshim. Neman of the minig in that place. Be medina shenogu bepachos mikan or beyesem mikan emeshanin mi minig hamedina. We follow minig hamedina if the minig is less than 30 days. It's a mud nazach and mud Tosefta. The minig is against the Torah. The Torah says stam of shloshim yom. So if the minig is less, we follow the minig. So Zakhtar Ashba, if that's the case, then it's not so clear that if someone says Praticha B'Sol Zmani, he's not Nema.
No.
On a Stamavav, he says Praticha Tok Shloshim, he's not Nema, okay. If the minig is to have a Stamavav 20 days, if he says Praticha B'Sol Zmani, again, he's not going to be Nema. Praticha less than 20. What's he saying? No, he means if he claims Praticha on day 25, not always sure that if he says Praticha on day 25 that he's not going to be Nema. If it's by a Stam Avav Shloshim Yom, then he's not going to be Nema because that's Tov Hazman. But if it's in a place where the minig is to have a Stam Avav 20 days, so then if he claims Praticha on day 25, that's not Tov Hazman. So it becomes tricky. Right? He'd have to say, well, it depends on the minig, exactly when is. See, he doesn't want to get involved in all the complications, so therefore Reish Lakish just said, HaKoveya Zman L'Chaveiro. That's his answer. But that's what the Rashba holds. Reish Lakish didn't distinguish between Kovei Azman as opposed to Stam Avah. Reish Lakish would say that even by Stam Avah, a person is not Nema to say Pratich B'Sol Zman. This is the Rash B'Shita, Lulei Divrei HaGaon. He thinks this is really true, if not for the fact that the Gaon already spoke, so he doesn't want to disagree with the Gaon. So what's the Gaon thinking? Right? I mean, the Gaon knew the Gemara. The Re knew the Gemara. So isn't it a Raya Machrachas? The Rashba's right. It's a Raya Machrachas from the Gemara. Reish Lakish is halacha. Must be talking even about Stam. Because if it's not talking about Stam, then there's no Kasha in the Gemara. It's a Chapela. It's a Pela. Oh, Gemara's a Pela. So comes the Shita B'Kabetzis and quotes from Tosfei HaRosh. But no, there's an answer. There's an answer. What's the answer? Let's see this Shita together. It's a beautiful Shita. But without all of our background, we wouldn't understand what the Shita's talking about. With the background of the Brisker Rav and the Bach and everything that we've said, Mamash just falls into place beautifully. What does the Shita say? The Shita says, where's the Shita? The Maschal Avol HaRosh. Oh, three lines! Havol harosh zal kos av dafka kovei hazman. V'hod ha-parach mimas nisim b'cheska shenos nal v'vidah hasam lo kovei hazman. That's the kasha. Up the rush, a poor ver to just a few words. Kevan de salka daitach de lonis chayiv klal odif tfei mikvius. Kevan de salka daitach de lonis chayiv klal odif tfei mikvius. Ad kan. What's the rush towards that? Sistrita. What do you say? Since the Gemara is thinking, the lonis chayiv klal. What does he mean that it's only a salka daita? Because in the maskana of the Gemara, what's the answer to the Gemara? Why is it becheska shenasan? Because kol sofa v'sofa zimid. It's not tochazman, it's really bizman. But in the kasha of the Gemara is assuming the loan is chayiv. Meaning, bizmano, he's nischayiv to pay. Tochazman, right, before kol sofa v'sofa, in the havamina, he's assuming he's not chayiv until when? Till the wool is finished. So in the Havamina, we're thinking Dlonis Chayev Klal, he's not Chayev until the wall is finished. Odif Tfei Mikviusman. That's better than Kviusman. By Kviusman, the person is artificially saying that he's Chayev only after the Kviusman. By Kosel Chotza, I don't even need an artificial statement, right? An artificial assessment, right? Establishing artificially that the zman, that there's no chiv until now. We know there's no chiv. There's no chiv until the wall's up. Right? There's no chiv. He wants the guy to pay along the way, but there's no chiv until the wall is up. So up the rush, if there's no chiv until the wall is up, then it's even better than chiv zman. What's the answer? Kasha of the Rashba was what? The Gemara asks against Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, from our Mishnah you see that even by Stam Alva, he's neman to say praticha b'sof zmani. Again, that Reish Lakish says his halacha even by Stam Alva. Reish Lakish claims he's not neman to say praticha b'sof zmani even by Stam Alva. Because if Reish Lakish is moda by Stam Alva that he's neman, then what's the kasha of the Gemara? Why is it b'cheska shanosan? I'll tell you, it's b'cheska shanosan. Because it was only Stam. So up the rush, no. Our case, the case of the Kosel Chotzer, before the Kosel is built, there's no Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv. And what's the nature of the Chiluk? Reish Lakish is Chiluk between Stam Halva as opposed to Kovei Azman. What's the Chiluk? What's the real Chiluk? Right, we've said. What's the real Chiluk? Chiluk is there a Chiyuv or is there no Chiyuv? Reish Lakish holds if he's Kovei Azman l'chaveiro, so now the Chiyuv only exists after the Zman. So of course he's not going to be able to say Fatih was Osmani before that time because there is no Chiyuv. Why would he pay before the Chiyuv? But by Stam Alva, Reish Lakish would say that there is a Chiyuv. Stam Alva Shoshim Yom, he's working with the Bach, right? Reish Lakish would say there is a Chiyuv, it's just there's an Issur Tvia. But there really is a Chiyuv, and if there is a Chiyuv, so then he's not going to say Fatih was Osmani. That's the Chiluk. So what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking that Reish Lakish holds what? He holds that by Kovei Azman L'Chaveiro, he's not Nehmet to say Pratich Vezol Zmani. So why by Kosel Chotzer is he Nehmet to say Pratich Vezol Zmani? Aye, but it's only Stam? No, but by Kosel Chotzer, there's no Chiyuv before the Kosel is built. So that's even better. It's certainly no worse than a case of Kviyuz Zman. You think that because it's only Stam, because there's no Kviyuz Zman mentioned by the Mishnah, that should be like someone who's Malves Chavero Stam? No, it has nothing to do with that. This is a case where even though it's Stam, we know for sure there's no Chiyuv. Even though it's Stam, we know for sure there's no Chiyuv. And yet, he's never to say Pratik Chavazov Zmani. That's the kasha. That's the kasha. Don't bring me a raya from this to Stam Alva, says the Rush, because Stam Alva, this taka achiv toch shloshim yom. Reish Lakish would say, of course you would be nema to say Patricha Besov Zmani by Stam Alva shloshim yom. But the case of the Mishnah Kosel Chotze, there's no chiv until you build the Kosel. So that's like Kovei Zman L'Chavero. So now we understand the kasha of the Gemara. There are three cases over here. The Rush is just saying, don't be confused by the case. You have to understand what the case is about. just because a case is masquerading like a stam, but if it's not functioning like a stam, then it isn't stam. It's not a din of stam. What's the thing? What's the problem with me? Okay, we got koveya zman lechaverim behalva. Then we have stamalva. And then we have kosel chotze shenafa. Three cases. The question is, ha'im yesh chiyuv b'toch hazman? In all three of these cases, is there a chiyuv b'toch hazman? So comes the Rush and says, look, by koveh hazman l'chaveiro, b'halva, is there a chiyuv b'toch hazman? Is there a chiyuv b'toch hazman and koveh hazman? No. Right? So says the Rush, you want to bring me a raya, you say, Gemara asks against Reish Lakish in the case of Kosel Chatzah Shenafam, why is he Nemun to say Praticha B'Solzmani by Kosel Chatzah Shenafam? Reish Lakish says you're not Nemun. Frek the Rashba, but that's a case of Stam Halva. Stam Halva. Stam Kosel Chatzah. Reish Lakish admits by Stam that you are Nemun. So what's the Kasha of Gemara? Zok the Rosh, it might be a case of Stam, but is it a case where there is a chiyuv? No. There's no chiyuv by kosel chatzah shenafam, toch hazman, until the kosel is built. There's no chiyuv until the kosel is built. By stam alva, there is a chiyuv toch shloshim. There is a chiyuv toch shloshim. Reish Lakish says that by stam alva, you are going to be neman to say pratit v'zol zman, because since there is a chiyuv, you're neman to say that you paid up that chiyuv. But if there is no chiyuv, Reish Lakish would say, then you're not going to be neman. So the kash of the Gemara is, even though kosel chatzah shenafal looks like a case of stam, but it's not like a case of stam, because there's no chiyuv toch hazman. There's no chiyuv toch hazman. So really, that should be like koveh hazman lechaveiro. Even if Reish Lakish is mechalik between koveh hazman lechaveiro and stam avah, but kosel chatzah shenafal should be like koveh hazman lechaveiro, because since there's no chiyuv, Reish Lakish should say that you're not going to be neman to say praticha b'sof zmani. And yet, in the Mishnah, it says, Mechaz Tashanosan, you want them to say, Pratim Ozozman. The Rosh says, don't bring me a raya from Stam, because Kosel Chatzah Shenafal is a case of Stam, but the Halacha is not the same as Stam. Stam, there is a Chiyuv Toch Hazman. Kosel Chatzah Shenafal, there is no Chiyuv Toch Hazman. So these two cases are more similar to each other. Not these two cases. That's the Rosh's answer. Don't compare, don't mismatch the cases. You know, sometimes you open up your drawer and you take out your socks and they don't look right. If all your socks look the same, so it won't be a problem. But, you know, don't mismatch the cases, he says. I know Kosel Chatzah Shenafal is like a stam, but it's only masquerading as a stam. Masquerading. Chai. Only masquerading as a stam. Right? Right? It's really like Koveh Hazman. Why? Because in both cases, there's no Chiyuv Toch Hazman. So there's no chiyuv toch hazman. Reish Lakish should say that you're not neman to say pratir b'sof zmani. So how does the Mishnah say b'chazkas shenosah? That's the Rosh. Now why did Rashba think this was such a good kasha? This is the final word. Why did the Rashba think this is such a good kasha? Because what's the Rashba thinking? What is the Rashba thinking? There's only one box we have to flip over here, according to the Rashba. What's the Rashba thinking? What's the Rashba thinking? What's the difference between the Rosh and the Rashba? Koveh hazman lechaveiro b'halva. Is there a chiyuv according to the Rashba? No, I mean, everyone says that, right? Kosel chatzah shenafal. Is there a chiyuv? No. Okay. What does the Rashba hold about stam avah? He says more things than you. So the Rashba says it's all the same. It's all the same. Don't compare koveh hazman to kosel chatzah. No. Kosel chatzah is similar to stam. Because there's no chiyuv in any one of these cases. Why would I compare kosel chatzah only to koveh zman? I say it's equally comparable to stam alva. Well, what's the difference between the two? So zok the Rashba, if you see Reish Lakish, if you were to say Reish Lakish holds by stam that he's neman to say praticha b'sof zmani, so then I don't get the kasha over here. Right? You can't tell me that Kosel Chodesh Shnafer is like Kovei Zman. It's no more like Kovei Zman than it's like Stam Ava, because there's no chiv in any of these cases. B'toch HaZman. Dr. Ashba, so the fact that the Gemara is a kasha against Reish Lakish from Kosel Chodesh Shnafer, even though it's a case of Stam, the impression you get is that Mistama Reish Lakish said is Alacha ben by Kovei Zman, ben b'Stam. The Rush says, don't compare, don't even look at Stam Ava here. Kosel Chodesh Shnafer has nothing to do with Stam Ava. It's masquerading like a case of Stam Ava, but it's not really, because there's no chiyuv here. It's like Kovei Zman, it's not like Stam Ava. The Rashba says, I don't know, all these cases really are the same. Right? There's no chiyuv in any one of them, Zok the Rashba. So I think that the Kasha really does tell me Reish Lakish must hold up by Stam Ava. Reish Lakish must not be mechalek, because there is really no difference between the cases. He must not be mechalek. He must say, even by Stam Alva, the person is not named to say Pratei Chabasol Zmani. And that's why the Gemara is the Kasha. Because Kosel Chatzos Shnafel is like a case of Stam. Okay, so the back and forth between the Rosh and the Rashba, it's really all hinging on the same question. And that is, what is the nature of the Chiyuv by Stam Alva? When does that Chiyuv kick in? Does it only kick in after Shloshim Yom, after the Zman, or does it kick in even before? The Rush said the Chiyuv kicks in before, so therefore there's no Kasha. From the Rashba's Kasha is not a Kasha. Okay, questions? Okay, let's go back. So what do we have? Reish Lakish sets forth this Yisod. Right? He says, Kovei Zman L'Chaver V'Amalo Patich B'Sof Zmani Eino Nim. So now that we have a lot of background for this halacha, a lot of lumbas in the background, so now we have to actually talk about the case. Now, we keep on referring to the Girsos and the Gemara. What exactly is the case? And how's that going to play out in terms of the svaros? There's a lot of lumbas to explain in terms of the Girsa. So what do we have over here? Let's eat Tosfos. Let's read a Tosfos together. I want to learn a Tosfos with you. And we'll see that not all the Rishonim agree with what Tosfos says. Ubobizman. Right? Reish Lakish says what? That Hakovei Zman L'Chaveiro V'Omer Lo Praticha B'Sof Zman. Right, that's the problem. The Seras Hashas quotes the Marshal. Ubobizman. So it's not the Marshal's fault. He saw it in Tosfos. Right? If you look at the Tosfos, you should say, I don't know where this Dibur Maskil is going on. It's not going on this Daf, because the words are not in the Gemara. So you realize immediately the Tosfos is a different Girsa. So Tosfos clearly is learning that when is this person coming? I mean, if you were to ask me before I looked at Tosfos, I'd say, Reish Lakish don't have a case, but Kovei Zman L'Chaveiro. And the guy, you know, the person borrows $10,000. He puts his money into cryptocurrency, and I don't know, he makes $1 million. So he says, that's it, I'm selling now, because who knows, it's going to gyrate up and down, it drives you crazy, right? So he sells. He says, I have the money. So, you have the money? You borrowed it yesterday. He said, I have the money, but you know, you should be lucky that you know me, actually. You know, so he pays back the money to Chazman, right? So that's what we think. It's that he pays back the money to Chazman, and he says, and then there's an argument later, that he pays back the money, he says, Praticha b'sof zman. Not that he's Bob Bismano, and he says Pratiyah Vasalzmani, but rather it's Tochazman. The whole thing is happening Tochazman. Tosfos has a different Girsa. He's Bob Bismano. He's Bob Bismano. Bob Bismano. The time when the Chov is supposed to come due, and the Loba says Pratiyah Vasalzmani. So there he's Eino now. The Nirali says Tosfos. Sheesh Eidim Shechayev Lo, the Kavalo Zman. There must be Eidim that he's chay. There are Eidim on the Chiyuv. Eidim on the Chiyuv. Be careful. There are Eidim on the Chiyuv. Notice, he didn't say there are Eidim on the Halva. He said there are Eidim on the Chiyuv. The Kovel Ozman. There are Eidim that he was Kovel Ozman to. The Ilav Hachi Nehemne Shaporo Toch Zman Bimigu Di Boy Amar Lohul Vesa Liklum Olo Kavata Lishum Zman. Says Tosfos, there must be Eidim that he's chayiv and that there was a kviyus zman. Because if not, then he should be neman b'migu. He claims praticha b'sof zmani But he has a migul. He could say lo hil veis aliklum lo hayu dvarim meolam. Nothing doing. Nothing ever happened. Right. So he could say. He really could say that you never lent anything to me. Must be that there are aid and that there was a chiyuv. So he doesn't have a migul. If not, then he would have a migul. He has a better taina. Again, migul means that he's putting forward a taina that's not believable by itself. He says praticha b'zog zmani. Why should I believe him? Halavai shiyiver b'zmanu. Reish Lakish says chazaka she'en adam parecha b'zog zman. So it's not a taina that should be neman by itself. But if he has another taina in his back pocket that he could say that would be neman, and obviously we're assuming that people don't know all the lamas. They didn't come to shir. Right? They were in the shir, you know, in chulin and psachim, and they graduated before Bava Basra. They never heard about migul. They don't know migul. What's migul? Who migul? Sounds like a strange word. Man. They don't know about this idea of migul. So they're mesiach levitumo. They come to Bezin. They say what they're saying. So we're going to interpret what the guy is saying. So if he could lie better, and he doesn't lie better, must be the truth. Malo l'shaker. If he's lying, why should he lie in such a bad way? He should lie in a better way. He has a better taina. So he could say lo hil veis aliklum, or he could say lo kavat li shum zman. So it must be that there are aiden. And if there are aiden, then he can't make these tainas. So he's not going to be nema b'migul, because this is a migul b'makom aiden. Right? A migul b'makom aiden lo amrina. Right? That's the first yisod. That migul definitely proves something. It's not as big as aiden. So if you have a migul b'makom aiden, then migul's not going to be nema. Good. This is the opening salvo of Tosus. Ulekamon says Tosus mi boile I amrina migul b'makom chazaka. He just throws out a line. You got to break down a Tosus into parts. He says later we're going to have a discussion where the migul is nema b'makom chazaka. What does who discuss? What's he talking about? So that's the gemara at the end of Hamad Beis. Here is it. Ibayelahu, the second last one. Ibayelahu tovo la'achar zman va'amalo paticha v'sog zman imahu. Let's say the tevia was la'achar zman. The malve was not tovea him bizman. He wasn't tovea him on the day that the chol comes due. He's tovea him afterwards. Okay, let's get the timing here straight. There are three possibilities. Right, what are the three possibilities? Toch hazman. Then we have bizman. Right? As some Rishonim have, biyoma demishlim zimne, the day that it's finished. And then we have achar zman. The Gemara uses the lashon tovo la'achar zman. Okay. It could be tovo bizman. Could be a tefiyah bizman. Could be. Have a tovo toch hazman? Very unlikely. Right? There's not really a tefiyah toch hazman. We'll see. Rishonim are going to pick up on that. But these are the three time periods, the three possibilities. So Tosfos says later, the Gemara is going to have a shayla. Have a tovo la'ach hazman? And he says patir b'zav zmani. In all of these cases, he's saying patir b'zav zmani. The question is, when is he saying it? Is he saying it toch hazman? Is he saying it bizman? Or is he saying it la'ach hazman? So mahu. Mi amina b'makom chazaka, amina mali l'shaker, l'dum b'makom chazaka, lo amina mali l'shaker. What is the Gemara saying? The shayla of tovo la'achar zmano, the omar patich v'sol zmani, that's a shayla. Do we say migu b'makom chazaka? Migu nere chazaka. You have a chazaka, ein adam parei achav oto zmano. But you have a migu here. What's the migu? It's tovehim la'achar zman. So what could he have said? What could he have said if it's Tavolach Hazman? He could have said Praticha. Bizmani, exactly the time. Is he Neman for that with that Taina? Yeah. Yes. What does he say? Praticha Toch Hazman. So then he has a Migu. He says Praticha Toch Hazman, and that's not a Taina that's Neman by itself. But he could have said Praticha Bizmani, so believe him, Migu. Yeah, but just one second. Believe him, Migu, but there's a Chazaka against him. There's a Chazaka that Mistama, he didn't pay Toch Hazman. He says praticha besochzman. He could say, right, he has a migul, he could say praticha bizmani. But it's against the chazaka. What's against the chazaka? The taina he's giving. Praticha. It's written like a run on sentence over here. Praticha besochzman. Is that better? Right? Praticha besoch zmano is neged amigu. It's neged a chazaka. There's a chazaka ein adam porea chovo. Eino porea tov zmano. So that's the shayla, the gemara. Do we say migu b'magam chazaka? Migu should give him nemanas, but his taina is against the chazaka. So his taina is strengthened by a taina that would be neman, but it's weakened by the chazaka. So the question is, which wins? Do we say migu despite the fact that it's against the chazaka? Do we say chazaka knocks out his taina, so therefore he's not going to be neman migu? That's the shayla of the gemara. So Tosa says, but that's not our shayla over here, because that's our shayla over here. Right, so then what's going on? Right? The Gemara doesn't have to mention a shayla. Reish Lakish must not be talking about that, says Tosfos. That's for later on. Reish Lakish must be talking about what? Bubba's mana. Bubba's mana. And he says Paticha b'sog's money. So the question is he going to be Neman? Reish Lakish says he's not going to be Neman there. He's not going to be Neman there. Continues Tosfos. What did Tosfos just say? Don't prove from Reish Lakish that Malves Chaver Be'edim ain't Sarach Lefaro Be'edim. Malves Chaver Be'edim ain't Sarach Lefaro Be'edim. Okay, don't prove that. Meaning, you would have thought Malves Chaver Be'edim. If Malves Chaver Be'edim, Sarach Lefaro Be'edim, so what would the din be? If Malves Chaver Be'edim, Sarach Lefaro Be'edim. If Malves Chaver Be'edim, Sarach Lefaro Be'edim, so then of course he shouldn't be Neman to say Praticha B'Sog's Man. Because if he were Malves Chaver Be'edim, so then he has to pay Be'edim, and he didn't pay Be'edim clearly, because he's claiming Praticha B'Sog's Man, but your claim is irrelevant, I need the Edim. So you think Reish Lakish, from Reish Lakish you can prove that Malves Chaver Be'edim ain't Sarach Lefaro Be'edim. He doesn't need Edim for the Piron, so that's why Reish Lakish says that there's a chiddush in what he's saying, that he's not neman to say Praticha B'Sog's Mani. Because maybe he should be neman to say Praticha B'Sog's Mani. But if you hold Malves Chaver Be'edim Tzar Lever Be'edim, what's the Havamini should be neman? If there are no Edim, so of course he's not going to be neman. What's the answer to this? This is what we mentioned before. That the case is not where he was Malves Chaver Be'edim. He just has Edim on the Chiyuv. We know that there are Edim on this Chiyuv, but there were no Edim on the Halva itself. The Efsha Demari Hacha Shalvei or Shaloba Edim, Ela Hoda Lobifnei Edim. There are Edim on the Chiyuv, Tosfos says. We know that he's Chayev. But there were no Edim on the Halva. And even the Manda Amar Malves Chaver Be'edim, Sar Lavar Be'edim, he only holds that if the halva was in front of Edim, because that shows that he only trusts him if he pays back in front of Edim. Nafilu manda amar tzarech lefar ba'edim, hani mi lehecha dehalveo b'fnei Edim, neikarat lohem ne'ela b'fnei Edim. So if he's malve b'fnei Edim, so then he only trusts him to pay back in front of Edim. But here we're talking about that he was hoder b'fnei Edim. So we know that he's chayv, and we know that he was kovei azman. But he doesn't necessarily need Edim to be porea. According to anyone, he doesn't need Edim. Even if you hold Malveh, Schaver Be'edim, Sarach Lefaro Be'edim, that's only if he's Malveh, but here he wasn't Malveh, so therefore, he doesn't need Edim. Comes Reish Lakish and says, he's not going to be Neman if he says Praticha B'Sog's Man. Okay, this is Tosfos. That we're not talking about Tavo La'achar Zman, V'Amar Lo Praticha B'Sog's Man. That couldn't be, because that's the Gemara later on, whether you say Migu B'Makam Chazak or not. We must be talking about Tavo B'Zman. We must be talking about Tavo B'Zman. Why? Why do you have to talk about Tavo B'Zman according to Tosfos? What's the other option? That we're not talking about Tavo. We can't be talking about Tavo La'achar Zman, Tosfos says. We must be talking about Tavo B'Zman. What's the other option? Tocha Zman. So what's the problem with that? Why can't it be talking about Tavo B'Tocha Zman? Akiva? Even before that, what kind of tovel betoch hazman? If he was kovei hazman, so why is he tovei him betoch hazman? It's not normal. It's not a normal case, right? Tosfos probably feels that's not a normal case. If you're kovei hazman, obviously you're not gonna be tovei betoch hazman. Okay, so he wasn't tovei betoch hazman. It really, it could still be a case that the lover pays up to Razman, and somehow they're talking, and he says, I paid up to Razman, right? I mean, you could think of such a case. Imagine, the case I gave, right? He borrows money, he makes a big profit, and he pays back the money, right? And then they're talking at a chasana, and the one who was the lover, so he says, look, I'm so happy I paid up that chov that I had with you. And the guy says, you did? What are you talking about? He says, yeah, of course. He says, only do it a month. He says, what are you talking about? I told you, I invested, I made the profit. I don't remember a word of what you thought. There was no tefillah there. He just was talking, basically, and it came out that he says, I paid you up to chasman. So he brings him to bed and he says, I paid up to chasman. There's no tefillah. It doesn't have to be a tefillah. But Tosus was just assuming that it's tavo, just like the Gemara later on, tavo, the tavo achazmano, there must be some kind of a tefillah, so that's why he says, it's babizman. Babizmano v'amalo harticha v'sachazman. What's the problem? Step by step. Tosus says, it can't be tavo achazman, because that's the Gemara later on. Whether we say migud makam chazaka, so what must they be talking about? Bob is mano. Rish Lakish says that Bob is mano. But Amalo Patir Vazalzman, he's not going to be Nema. Why is he not Nema? Can you think of a reason why he should be Nema? The Gemara Bava Kama. Which Gemara Bava Kama?
It says that if you say you had paid the day
No, but he says Patir Vazalzman. Bob is mano, but he says praticha b'selos man.
But she should have me go say by paying it back
then. That's something different. That's not the Gemara. The Gemara Bava Kama. Okay, what are you saying, Yaakov? No, come on. What's the problem here? Let him have a migul. Reish Lakish says Bob is. This is Tosfos, right? Bob is mano va'amar lo praticha b'selos mani. Reish Lakish says ain't no neman. Why? What? What happened to the migul? We talked about a migul over here. If he says praticha b'zolzmani la'achar hazman, so then he has a migul that he could say praticha b'zmani. So why does he have a migul over here? He should have a migul. He's saying praticha b'zolzmani. Let it be neman when he says praticha b'zolzmani. The migul that he could say what? Praticha hayom. I mean, if the guy comes to him, you know, and he says, pay up, and he says, I just paid you, right now. I mean, that's obviously ridiculous, right? He comes to him at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and he says, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, I paid you up. And he says, I don't think so. He says, you were running to say that you were thinking about the shear from yesterday, I know you want to get to your chavrusa, but I'm telling you, I paid you up. So why is he never amigo? That's what Tosus says. Tosus says, why shouldn't he be never amigo? What's the answer? This is not such a good migul. Why? L'chotzef inish. It's chutzpah. Come on. I know there are some talmidim who are very into their learning, and when they're running to the base medrash, then they're not going to remember if someone paid them up. But most people, if it's the same day, they're not going to forget. If they're not going to forget, that's a little bit of a chutzpah to say that I paid you up today. The imtom arfektosus mikomakom nifsho miyachad lo amina migul diboy omer praticha ata. Why don't we learn from our case that you can't say migul de praticha me'ata? He says no. Va'omeri the holo choshev migul. Kevan de mari de kani v'yom achron shosman. We're talking on Bob is mano. So if it's Bob is mano, that's not a migul. The lo chotzif inish lemeir praticha yom. Avol rogel hu lomar praticha esmo v'shachachta. It's normal to say I paid you up yesterday and you forget. And you forgot, but to say that I paid you up today, that's not a strong migul. Praticha b'sofzmani b'migul de praticha yom zok tosus, that's not going to work. You know why? Because the taina of praticha yom, that's a chutzpah. He's meiz. It's a he'oza. It's a chutzpah. So this is what's called a migul de he'oza. This is a migul de he'oza. A migul of chutzpah. Migul always means if I have a better taina to give, so then believe me on the taina that I'm giving, even if it's not such a believable taina by itself. But since I could give a second taina that's more believable, so then I should be neman in the taina that I'm giving. It says Tosus, no, but if the taina that you could have given, even though it's more believable, But it's a chutzpah to say such a taina, then you never would do that. Because you don't want people to think that you're a mechutzah, because they won't want to do business with you. Migu de ha'oza, says Tosfos, lo amina. You can't say amigo of chutzpah because no one would give the second taina. Yes, on the one hand, it's more believable, but on the other hand, it's a chutzpah, so no one would do that. So that's the reason why here he's not going to be another migu. There's no discussion of migu. Of migu changing anything. Reish Lakish says he's not Neman if he says Pati Gozel's money. And he doesn't have a migu because it's a ha'oza, and migu the ha'oza we're not going to accept. Tomorrow we have to see that the Ramban argues strongly with Tosfos about the case, the gears of the case. And he argues about this issue as well. Is he Neman b'migu? Is he not Neman b'migu? So we'll look at the Ramban and Mitzvah Hashem and then try to explain what the Machlokas Tosfos Ramban is doing.
Begin. Oh, very.